Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And you hear a certain level of excitement in my voice today. It's because this is the week of our big tournament at the Commerce Casino. And it's always, it's like when you're a child and dad said he's taking you to Disneyland in a month. You start counting down the days. And then all of a sudden it's Monday before you go to Disneyland on Thursday. Well, this is the week, folks. And I believe everybody who emailed and registered to play in the tournament, I believe those emails are going to go out tomorrow. And there may be 400, 500, 600 of them. I don't know how many there are. And about 300 or 400 of those people are going to be showing up at the Commerce Casino and playing poker on Thursday. And, man, what a night we got going on Thursday. We've got not only will Gina Grad and Randy Wang be there. Wow, did you hear that?
What'd you hear?
When I mentioned your name, it sounded like everyone in radio was turning their dial. Did you hear that? You can hear it through the wall.
You can hear a big click over to Jack.
Frank Kramer will be there.
Frank Kramer here.
Yeah, Frank Kramer there.
Frank Kramer here.
And also, Teresa Strasser is going to be there. And I believe we're going to have some special guests there as well. I can't tell you all about it because it's not confirmed yet. But
you go, dog.
There. Well, I don't know. It's 50-50 on whether Arsenio Hall will be there. I'd like to see that cat there. So it'll be Thursday at the Commerce Casino. You can't sign up anymore for the tournament. But if you slide down there, you just want to hang out. And it is not a secret that some people who do come to just hang out also get like a seat in the tournament. Now, I'm not guaranteeing anything, but in the past, people have, you know, shown up and sat there and said, hey, can I play? And there was about 5 or 6 extra seats and they got in. So Commerce Casino Thursday night, try to get there around 6:30 if you're in the tournament because it takes a while for everybody to eat and sort of get acquainted with the place.
Thank you, point, Dad.
What is that?
Thank you, point, Dad.
I'm getting to the point, baby, please. Anyway, Commerce Casino, Thursday, the tournament starts at 8 p.m. sharp, okay? Now, if you go to the LAUSD, 8 p.m. is right between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m., kids. Right between 7 and 9 p.m. And the only reason I say this, because LAUSD's graduation rate is at 44%.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no kidding, huh, Soph? 4.5 of you out of 10 of yous are graduating. 4.5. Listen, I went through high school. I went through LAUSD. And I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I found it very, very easy to slide through high school. I don't know whether it's gotten tougher, maybe it's gotten easier, and the teachers aren't as great, or the kids aren't as smart, or the, I don't know what the problem is down there, but nobody's graduating from this LAUSD. The LA Unified School District is in major trouble. They have 727,000 students. 727,000.
Are you serious?
Yes, yeah, it's a lot of kids, huh? But the they've done some studies here and said that the Los Angeles Unified School District was 6th from the bottom in graduation rates out of the nation's top 50 schools. We only beat Detroit, Baltimore, New York City, and I think there's another, just one other town. I can't remember what it was. But it is trouble, folks, for LAUSD. And so I tried to take another job or get your kids moved to Ventura or Oxnard or Orange County, San Diego, Riverside, Valencia. Yeah, anywhere. But get those kids out of LAUSD because Superintendent Roy Romer, remember that clown? Well, he was the, what was he? I guess he was the governor of Colorado for a while. And then he took over LAUSD from 2001 to 2006. And he said, listen to this, what he said about this study that came out today. He said he was frustrated with the studies because they don't show the district's gains and they don't take into account students who move during the year. So out of the 727,000 kids who go to LAUSD, how many are moving in the middle of the year? Who's moving? Like five students, maybe? Maybe 10? Out of the 727,000, maybe six students are moving? I don't remember anybody moving during the school year. The moving always came during the summer. When Dad got a job, you know, back east, and the family pulls out. But this is going to sound like a radical statement. I'm sure we'll get email on this. I think Superintendent Roy Romer has done more damage to this country than all of the terrorists on 9/11. And I'll tell you why I say that. Because stupid kids do stupid things. And stupid kids go on to kill people for stupid reasons. And if you're turning out stupid kid after stupid kid after stupid kid out of these LAUSD schools, then chances are, I'd like to see the murder rate. I'd like to see how many of these kids leave LAUSD and go on to kill somebody. The ones that don't graduate. And I bet anything that that total is probably close to or surpasses the total of people that died on 9/11. And it'll grow exponentially because those stupid kids will have stupid kids and they'll have stupid grandkids and great grandkids and the stupidity will continue because, listen, I don't blame the kids. It's not the kids' fault. It's LAUSD's fault. And LAUSD does not know how to educate children. They have no idea. And here's proof of it. At Manual Arts, I don't know where Manual Arts is. I think it's close to the stadium. I think it's close to the Coliseum downtown Los Angeles. 3% of the students are proficient in math. That means 97 out of 100 cannot do simple math to graduate. 97 out of 100. Now, you and I see this all the time. Anytime you go to a car wash, you go to a cleaner's, and the bill comes out to, you know, $15.41. You give the guy a $20 bill and 41 cents, and he looks at you like, you know, with those snake eyes. He has no idea how much change to give you. Unless it's on that computer, they have no idea how much change to give you. And they ask you, you know, because they're really embarrassed that they don't know. And they ask you, like, well, how much do I give you back? I go, $700. Can't you do the math? And they go, no, it's not 700. I said, no, I know it's not 700. Just give me 15 back and we're cool. And they'll give you 15 back and, you know, and you've taken some money out of the register. But that's what your gift is. Your gift from the LAUSD is twofold. One, you could take advantage of the stupidity of stupid people, which is great. And number two, you have to worry about your car being stolen or your wife or your daughter or your aunt being sexually harassed and or killed because these LAUSD, the LAUSD just produces criminal after criminal. And that's what it is. Stupid people become criminals, and that's what LAUSD is. They are terrorizing Los Angeles by not teaching these kids anything. So Manual Arts, 3% of students are proficient in math, 13% in English. Yeah, you heard it right. 13% of the kids in Manual Arts are proficient in English.
Jesus Christ.
13%. Folks, that's the language of the land, English. This is not 13% of the kids out at Taft High School can speak Spanish. This is 13% of the kids at Manual Arts pass their English class. And 13% of sophomores, I guess those are 10th graders, right, are on track to qualify for a Cal State campus. 13%. 13%, and only 37% of Manual Arts students in the class of 2008 graduated on time. 37% graduated on time, which I think is a high number. When you consider that 97% of them cannot do math. 97% of the kids can't do math. So this is the future of people who are going to be working for you. I don't know whether you're in a KFC or whether you run a, I don't know, perhaps you own a Ross Dress for Less, or you own a manufacturing company. I don't know, maybe you own a gas station. And you have to hire these people. You have to hire these kids. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you hire people anymore that aren't, you know, complete morons. And especially, you know, I guess in today's, job market, it might be easier because there's so much unemployment and there's so many people who are not working. Maybe the pick of the litter is a little better. But Jesus Christ, man, I don't know how you run a business in Los Angeles anymore. I mean, because all of these kids, you know, that are coming out of LAUSD, they're your future. They're your future employees. And when 97% of them can't do math and 87% of them can't speak or, you know, write English, I don't know where the pool is for the future of Los Angeles. All right, let's take a few calls on this, and then we're going to press on. But I went through LAUSD in 1981. I graduated in 81. Has it gotten worse or better since I graduated? And is LAUSD the asshole that I think it is, or am I just on another planet? Here are the phone numbers, especially if you work for LAUSD. I like to talk to some people who work there. So it's always nice to hear the frustration, especially if people think, I'm an idiot. 520-9710. That's our main number here in Los Angeles and Southern California. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, I completely understand people that are taking a second job and getting their kids into private school or perhaps even homeschooling. I would homeschool my daughter way before I'd send her to LAUSD.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, sorry, Steph. You're going to be home for a while, baby. Where they will, LAUSD will break your children. They will keep them stupid. They will break their spirit because these kids have no motivation. When they're not being taught and they're not learning and they're not accelerating in life and they're not advancing in life, depression sets in. And that's when you get these a-hole kids who wearing their pants around their, the bottom of their ass or around their knees. And that's when they get into trouble with drugs and graffiti and crime, when they're not being taught anything. And LAUSD is a criminal factory. That's what they do. They produce criminals. And we better keep up with the cops in this town to take care of all these criminals. Because, again, 3% of students at Manual Arts are proficient in math, 13% in English. Only 13% of sophomores are on track to qualify for admission to Cal State campus. 13% to get into Cal State campus. I mean, Jesus Christ. Cal State campuses are pretty easy to get into, folks. Yeah, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. All right? Let's talk to Brian here in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, pretty good.
All right. What do you think?
I could be wrong because I haven't been able to listen to the entire discussion, but it seemed to me like you were kind of laying a bit of the blame on the teachers.
Well, you know what? I hate to blame the teachers, but some of the blame obviously has to go to them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'd like to blame the administration of the LAUSD, and I think that I read a stat that they spend more money than almost any other school district in the world. I think they have, one or two people who are supervisors in administration for every one teacher.
Yeah, something like that.
It's astronomical.
Well, I was just going to say, I went to Long Beach Unified, so, I don't know if that's covered under L.A. Unified.
No, it's not. That's why they call it Long Beach Unified.
All right.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Well, anyway.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, there was people in my classes where, they couldn't pass English, they couldn't do this and that, and the thing was that it wasn't necessarily the teachers or anything like that going on, it's just a lot of these kids are really lazy.
Right. How old are you?
I'm 22.
22. You pretty good at math?
Enough to get by, enough to count change and everything.
All right, let me lay a math problem on you, all right?
All righty.
You pretty good?
I don't. We'll see.
Okay. 22 plus 8 divided by 3. Multiply that by 10 and divide it in half.
50?
Yeah. Look at you, dude.
There you go.
You know, we had to answer one of those questions every day in Mr. Timmons' class. He taught, I think it was Mr. Timmons, maybe it was Mr. Argue, and Portola Junior High. But every kid had to go through one of those, and they're pretty long. It's like, you know, 16 divided by 3, multiply by 8. And they got pretty fast, and they got pretty long. And unless you answered that question, you were going to stay after school.
Yeah.
And it sort of motivated kids to get that right and to listen.
Yeah. It just a lot. I mean, it's definitely, you can't completely blame the kids, but I just feel like a lot of it's just out of laziness.
The kids are the complete victims here. They really are. And guess what? When the kids become victims, then you become a victim because they're going to steal your car and, you know, beat your ass up in an alley to get money for drugs because they won't be able to earn enough money for themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling, Brian. Let's talk to a Lewis in Agoura Hills. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How you doing, buddy?
All right, how are you?
Well, you know what? My wife works for the school district, so I know information firsthand of why these kids are all effed up.
Why
you know
is
what
it?
I'm saying? Because she works with autistic kids, okay? So the autistic kids have their own plans. They have their special ed program that they go to. Now they're putting autistic kids and they're integrating them into regular classes and expect them to learn at a faster rate, just like the regular ed kids. And this is happening in junior high schools around the valley where I live at. And it pisses me off that they're doing this because it's just horrible for kids to try to learn like that when they can't even learn the right way.
Right. Well, yeah, it is terrible for everybody, but I understand the move because now, I don't know if you know the stat, but I think one in every 150 kids is autistic.
Right.
That's a lot.
I understand all that, but I mean, they're putting, I think, at least 40, I think I heard, last time I heard, it's 45 kids per class.
Jesus Christ, 45 kids?
45 kids per class. How are you supposed to learn like that, man? I'm from the IOUSD, and I guess I'm one of the black sheep because I'm a pretty smart guy.
Right.
I don't think I'm ignorant or anything. I came from, San Fernando High School, graduated in 99. But now the schooling system is horrible, man. I feel you when you say that you don't want your kid or anybody else's kid to go to the school district because I know exactly where you're coming from and from your aspect, So
yeah.
Every time that I listen to your show and I hear you talk and I say, he's right, I'm going to call him and I'm going to tell him that my wife works there and I get the crap firsthand.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry your wife has to go through that. I imagine it's very frustrating when she gets home every day.
And, they're saying, layoffs are going to happen. But one good thing is, Tim, let me tell you before I go here. The LAUSD has something called a bureaucracy. It's Beaudry or something like that. It's downtown. And that's the place that everybody that did absolutely nothing for the district stood there and got, I don't know how many thousands of dollars yearly. That system has been completely broken down.
Is that on Beaudry?
Yeah, Beaudry.
Okay, yeah, that's Randy, please.
That system has completely been broken down, and there's a new superintendent for the LAUSD that's going to possibly clean things up here in the next couple of years.
All right, Lewis, thank you for calling. I'm glad your wife is a teacher, but it's not going to clean up. It's never going to clean up. It is over for the LAUSD. It's completely over. It has been for years. And the mayor, Villaraigosa, actually tried at one point to take over the school district and lend a helping hand, and maybe that would have made a difference. But they kicked his ass right out of there. And 727,000 kids go there. And 3% of them in some schools are not passing math class. So I'm going to do a quick hold them in a second here, Randy. Quick. There's 727,000 kids, right? And multiply that by 0.97. And so if manual arts is 3% of the students are proficient in math, that means 727,000 kids will graduate LAUSD and not know math.
Jesus Christ.
If those stats keep up. Well, congratulations, Mr. Roy Romer, who was in charge for between 2001 and 2006, he effed over your kids, basically. LAUSD is creating criminals. who can't read, who can't write, and who can't do math. And eventually, they'll be breaking into your house and killing and raping your family. So, Roy Romery did a terrific job, buddy. Excellent job. And I absolutely believe that you did more damage to this country than all the terrorists on 9/11. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Leave them kids alone.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. LAUSD is broken. They're going to be giving out later this week or next week. They're going to be giving out a grade. They're going to send a report card home with every kid or to every parent of a kid in LAUSD. And they'll tell you what their school is all about. They're going to get an A through an F. So look in your mail or ask your kid if your child's school has gotten a grade. And they should post that grade like they do in restaurants. A big F outside of the school, that might make people think. And why would you put a kid in a school that gets an F? And those report cards are going to be done from, they're going to be produced by the LAUSD, so I even speculate that they may even be pretty lenient when it comes to the grades. Clara in Burbank, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How are you doing?
All right. You went to LAUSD?
I actually did. I went to Burbank High School, but I am the only one of five brothers and sisters who had to go to public high school because my parents couldn't afford all the tuitions at once.
Right.
And I'm the only one who went to community college, who didn't go to a university, and who now lives paycheck to paycheck as opposed to my brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I don't think Burbank is part of the LAUSD, though.
Well, it was a public school, you know, a couple thousand in each class, shuffling throughout the hallways, whatnot.
But
so
these,
I think it has
these,
a lot of the same.
Yeah, I don't think so, though. I think Burbank is a better school system. I also think that Beverly Hills also is their own city. They have their own school system. So does, West Hollywood and San Fernando in the Valley.
I can't say that it was the worst school I've ever seen, because, I mean, a lot of my friends went to Hollywood High and Belmont and places like that.
Right.
But what I do know is the public school, I mean, right, there are five of us all raised by the same parents, and I am the only one who, had to go the community college route, and
did
we never
all
went
the other brothers and sisters
that.
Went to private school?
Yeah, they all went to private school. I went to private school up to eighth grade,
right.
And then there was too many tuitions for me to go to high school.
Ah,
so
your parents
I went to Burbank
busted
High.
Out.
Yeah,
what do you
well,
do for
you know,
living?
What are you going to do? I'm a hairdresser.
Oh, you are? Right.
I make a decent amount of money for, having a limited amount of education, but I didn't graduate from UCLA or San Luis Obispo like my other brother.
Let me ask you a question, because I've never asked a hairdresser this, but I'd be curious.
Okay.
How easy is it for me to go out and get a license and start cutting hair in Fantastic Sam's or Super Disappointments?
You know what? It's actually not very easy. You have to go to school for 1,600 hours. It took
right.
me 2 years to do that. And if you go to a private school where you are only going to take 9 months to do it, it's going to cost a whole lot of money, like maybe $15,000 or $20,000.
Jesus Christ.
And then you take a test for your license, and the test is really hard. Only 50% of the people pass that.
Mm.
And then you have to renew, and you get these surprise inspections all the time. And if you have any kind of infraction,
God, it sucks. And by the way, every day you're just your hands are in somebody else's hair all day.
I don't really
that
mind
flip you
doing
out?
That. I mean, No.
Just like enough, especially when, you know, this woman comes in with the, you know, this old, like, you know, 85, you know, year old hair, and you got to try to make that look good.
Oh, no. You see, that's my rule. I don't even do the old ladies.
By the way, when somebody has blue hair, and I mean blue hair, and they're in their 60s or 70s, is that a mistake or a fashion statement?
No, they probably did it themselves at home, and
mistake,
it turned out
right?
that color. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Clary, thanks for calling, baby.
No problem.
All right, there she goes, everybody. She went to Burbank, though. I don't think that that is bad. I don't think they're in the kind of shape that LAUSD is. Let's talk to Glenn in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Tim?
All right. You involved with LAUSD?
I taught in L.A. for about 5-6 years, and now I work in another district.
What grade did you teach?
Another district. I had a kinder first split, a fourth fifth split, and a fourth grade classroom.
Right. And at what level are the kids completely out of control nowadays?
You know, it starts off very early, and my experience and my frustration as a teacher and even what I do now and what I saw was the frustration of a lot of my colleagues when I taught in L.A. is that a lot of the kids' motivation to learn in school only comes from school. The parents are not involved with their child's education.
Right.
And it's because they had poor experiences in public school, so then they're having children now that are going through that same public school system that they have no faith in. So all the teachers that I've worked with, I'm telling you, were busting their butts every day trying to get these students to learn. But if the kid is not doing the homework and the parent is not supporting what happens outside of school, as a teacher, your hands are kind of tied as to how much can you really do. It almost becomes a magic trick of how can we get these students to learn when they're not accountable for anything they do, and therefore the teachers now are therapists and they're psychologists and they're mommies and daddies and they're teaching these kids social skills, which takes away from the learning that should be going on in the classroom.
Yeah, I understand that it is the parents have to be involved. I get that, but don't you agree that if the LAUSD broke up and it was, you know, 55 small school districts, that they may have a better shot at it?
I think they would, because then they probably would be able to offer a little bit more enrichment programs, more after school programs, and there's just not a lot of after school programs, and it depends on what level you're at. When elementary,
yeah,
there's after school tutoring, and there's not a lot, and even then, so the kids don't have to stay, and there's nothing that's making them stay. If my teacher tells me I need to go to after school tutoring, but I know my mom could care less if I go or not, why would I go?
I absolutely understand that. The parents are completely at fault there. But let me ask you a question, since you were involved in LAUSD. Were you there when Roy Romer was there?
Yes, I was. I got out about 2.5 years ago. So, yeah, I was still there.
How many kids do you think the LAUSD has produced that have gone on, either dropped out of school or failed to graduate, that have murdered somebody?
It's probably high. I mean,
it's in the hundreds or thousands?
It could be.
Okay. So if that's the logic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you follow that sort of logical trail, then that means that Roy Romer did more damage to Los Angeles than the combination of Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden.
See, I don't think Roy Romer's to blame. I think it is not just LAUSD. It is the whole system. It's everything. It's the parents. It's the community that these children are living in. It's the poor area that these children are living in. It's the entire climate. Now, it's not the school that's turning these kids into murderers and thieves and to thugs. It's their environment and the fact that there's no one other than the school trying to shape these kids. It is not. It shouldn't be the school's entire job to raise the child. It is the parent's job to raise the child and the school's job to educate them. But now,
I think you're right, Glenn. We thank you for. I think the parents should be more involved. I think you're absolutely correct. But you cannot convince me that the LAUSD, if even all the parents were involved in the kids' lives, it would run swimmingly. When you get out to other areas, you get out to Valencia, Newhall, Newberry Park out there, or Thousand Oaks, then further south in Orange County, starting with Seal Beach and going south, even in Riverside, out in, San Bernardino. There are a lot of bad areas within, you know, those counties, and yet you only really hear about how terrible LAUSD is. And something has got to change, man. Let's talk to Mike in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
All right. Do you work at LAUSD, or you were?
I'm a high school teacher in LA Unified.
And you are? You currently are?
Yes.
Okay. And we want to ask you what school, because I don't want you, bust your balls
please.
Here.
Okay.
But you teach what, 10th grade, 11th?
9th through 12th.
9th through 12th, okay. All right, and what do you think? I mean, your overall assessment without, I have no idea whether, you agree with me or not, but what's the deal since you're an insider?
Well, I definitely agree with you, and I think pretty much with what the callers are saying is pretty reflective of what's happening at the school level. And it's a bunch of excuses for a lot of bad teachers who just don't do their jobs well and don't take their job seriously. And in LA Unified especially, it's really easy to just hide in the bureaucracy and not do well. And so many of these kids, my students, I take my job really seriously, and I really love my students, and I push them hard, and they appreciate it, and they meet me with as much effort as I come to the classroom with.
That's great.
And so, a lot of other teachers are there, and they want to blame the parents and the administration and everything else, but we have the kids, and if we're the adult in the classroom, we're the ones that are controlling what's going on.
Right. Do you have kids come back and visit you after they've gone to college?
Well, unfortunately, they don't go to college, but they do come to visit.
They do. Right.
And
I think that's the key to a good teacher, when kids come back and actually do pay a visit. I can only count on one hand the great teachers I had in LAUSD.
Unfortunately, it's just really easy to just hide underneath all of the chaos that's going on, and it's the adults that are making the job difficult. My kids are fine. They're the kids. I take care of what I need to at the classroom level.
Right. And Mike, without asking again which school you teach at, do you believe that the stats are correct here, that manual arts, only 3% of the kids are proficient in math?
Absolutely. I just subbed for a week and watched, because I'm on my vacation right now. And it's really a shame what teachers they have in these classrooms. It's no secret what the struggling communities are. And to put foreign teachers from other countries who have no teaching experience into these classrooms, that's not going to accomplish anything. And then these stats make you think that the kids are the ones that are out of control, and that those communities can't do well for themselves, when that's not the truth. The kids that I met were so frustrated with the fact that they had a teacher that had absolutely no control of his classroom and was teaching them absolutely nothing. And a kid, instinctively, everyone wants to learn. But if you just let them run crazy and you don't come prepared, nothing's going to be accomplished. And the adults don't get blamed. It's always the kids, that they're criminals or that they're defiant. And it's a shame, because they are the true victims and are going to continue to be victimized until the adults are held accountable.
I think you're right. All right, Mike, we thank you for teaching at one of these schools and sacrificing a lot of your happiness to try to teach these kids and, make Los Angeles a better place to live. All right, LAUSD, it's the asshole everyone thought it was, and there's report cards coming out this week or early next week when it comes to the grade level. Of every single school will be graded, and your child's school, if you got a kid who goes to LAUSD, they will receive a grade that their school gets, and ask them about that. Ask your kid or call your school and ask, what grade did your kid's school get? And that'll be very important as to whether you keep that kid in that school. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. LAUSD on its last leg here, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 FM. right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And in the next week or so, the parents in Los Angeles, if you have a kid that goes to LAUSD, you're going to receive a one-page report card that will provide you with all of the information about the school your kid is attending. And it's sort of like the letter grades that, you know, that restaurants have. And it makes sense. I mean, what's more important? Do you know that a restaurant has, you know, chicken that's clean or a kitchen that's clean? Or if your kid's getting a good education? Yeah, your kid. 3% of the students, 3% of the students at Manual Arts are proficient in math. 3%. What's going on down there? David in Granada Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, hi, Tim. Hey. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, first of all, I love your What the Heck Did Jesse Say?
Oh, Thursdays at 8. I'm going to do it this week, Wednesday, because of the poker tournament.
No. Anyway, I've been with the district for about 18 years now. I've taught,
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, several schools, middle and high school. So I think I can lend some insight with regard to what the problems are as they get older.
Well, you know what's really depressing is Steckler and I, when we started here 11, 12 years ago, LAUSD was in a lot of trouble, and it seems to have gotten worse over the last 12 years. Is that also your belief?
Oh, completely. What's happened now is that the parents rule the roost. So when the parents come in, no matter what's said with regard to their children, it's always as default honored as the God's truth from the administrator standpoint. Where we used to, as teachers, have some kind of equity with regard to he said, she said. Now it's basically CYA because the administration, the way it's run in the district, is such that unless the parents are placated, as an administrator, you're not going to move up the chain. So basically, you're not going to move from an assistant principal up to a principal, and from a principal up into the Beaudry building, which is considered the gravy train.
Mm-hmm. And how many people work in that Beaudry building?
Oh, hundreds. It's ridiculous. As you mentioned earlier, the ratio's got to be about 2-1 with regard to employees. I'd say more two teachers to one employee with regard to contractual and classified. See, basically, you've got so many people, so many cooks in the kitchen. You've got some that are classified, which essentially means they're paper pushers. And then you've got supervisors above them who are actually credentialed teachers who've gone through this process years ago. But there's so much nepotism involved now, Tim. Unless you're selling out down there, your stint there is going to be minor, to say the least. So,
wait a minute, there's nepotism within the LAUSD?
Big surprise, right? I work there. I work downtown. Basically, I've got, essentially, I had three people who came in to fill my job when I left. Uh-huh. I told them, look, you want to give me the business, you want to take credit for work that I've penned, curriculum and so forth. And I worked at Manual Arts. I taught the teachers, the new teachers at Manual Arts, many of whom admitted that they barely scraped by in the content area, subject matter.
Well, if you have 3% of the kids at Manual Arts proficient in math,
right?
Isn't that some reflection of the teachers? I mean, not totally, but
I completely agree, Tim. What we've got is a bifurcated system. We've got these teachers who have been grandfathered in, but essentially are retired, but they keep coming to work every day.
Now, do you have children?
Yeah, I've got two. I've got two daughters. Presently, they're in one's in LAUSD, and one is two. So
Ryan,
she'll be going essentially through the elementary gig. My wife and I have already got it planned out. As soon as they reach the age where middle school and hormones kick in, that's it. We're yanking them and putting them in private school.
You know, it's actually, once hormones kick in, it's a good deal to probably just keep them in the house.
There you go.
All right, Dave, thanks for calling, and thanks for the service. 18 years in LAUSD, man. Guy's kicking ass. Let's talk to Jerry in Los Angeles. I think he has a different point of view here. Jerry, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good.
All right. You got a kid in LAUSD?
Yeah.
Which school?
Westchester High.
Westchester High.
All yeah, right. Which will probably get an F on the report card. And that doesn't surprise me, but you know what?
You know, Westchester's an odd community. I think there are a lot of professionals in Westchester who are probably involved in their kids' schooling.
There are, but you know what's funny is the perception in this community is that the public schools aren't any good either.
Right.
And
can you
actually,
hear, by the way, can you hear the planes and smell the jet fuel from LAX?
Yes, a little bit.
that's got to be distracting.
Sometimes it is, but you know what? It's background noise, and it's not as bad as some of the schools who are on a busy public street with buses blazing by and stuff like that. The schools in this community are pretty secluded in residential neighborhoods.
How old's your kid?
She'll be 14.
And I imagine you're very involved in her life.
I have been very involved in her life,
right,
especially
it
in schools.
Like it.
I've been the PTA parent.
Good for you.
Been a PTA president and booster club president in
Excellent.
Both elementary and middle school.
Good for you.
I think LAUSD is kind of getting a little bit of a bad rap here. I think they do a good job in certain instances. They just have a hard time replicating that in the neighborhoods that need it the most.
Well, I mean, even a blind chicken gets a kernel of corn once in a while.
This is true too, and I agree with you. We are educating the future criminals, and I don't hold this LAUSD responsible. I hold our state government responsible and our governor.
Well,
because every time he needs to take money, he's for the past. Eight years.
I don't think it has to do with money, Jerry. I think that's an old philosophy. I mean, if you looked at the wealthiest or the most per capita they spend on a student's education, by far it's Washington, D.C. And Washington, D.C. has one of the biggest failure rates of students as well. So there's got to be a combination of money and dedication. And I think if there are more parents like Jerry out there in Westchester, maybe, just maybe, the LAUSD, could show some improvement. But until they break that school district up, ma'am, it is going to be hell on earth for kids that attend. And they are the ultimate victims, these kids, ma'am. It is, and then after the kids are victims, then you and I will be when they break into our homes and put a gun to your head and demand money for drugs and spending cash. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun, the LAUSD. They provided us with thousands and thousands of criminals. It is a criminal factory, LAUSD. All right, Gina's going to do the news at 9 o'clock. And I'm wondering to myself, what's going on with that news, Gina?
Well, Tina Fey calls out the haters at the Golden Globes, and California schools are making it obscenely convenient to relieve yourself in class. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Jesus Christ. I am so glad I'm not a kid right now. All right. Also, we're going to have a very famous and very smart doctor, Dr. Reif. He's been on the show before. He is a psychiatrist, and he'll help you with all those problems you're going through. Perhaps you're unemployed. Maybe you've gone through a tragedy. You got a sexual addiction, drug addiction, relationship sucks. I don't know what's going on with you. Anyway, it's going to be a fun couple of hours with Dr. Reif. It always is. Time flies by. And if you'd like to get your call in early, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710 is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM.
Shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty Heidi and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971fmtalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.